Amnesty found that the combination of detention practices and uncertainty around processing and resettlement amounts to cruel, degrading and inhuman treatment. The failure to afford protections to asylum seekers, including protecting the right to life, breaches international legal obligations as well as the commitment by both PNG and Australia to treat all refugees with dignity and respect and in accordance with relevant human rights standards. Following the organisation's November visit, we released the report, This Is Breaking People. The report examined the full circumstances of offshore processing for those detained on Manus Island, from their journeys, their transfer from Australia to PNG, to the conditions within the centre, processing and resettlement plans for genuine refugees available at that time. Overall, Amnesty found that the lack of clear plans for processing and resettlement, combined with the harsh conditions, constitutes cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment. That Australia remains responsible for the detainees on Manus Island because it has effective power and control over the detainees, and that PNG is also responsible for the treatment of asylum seekers within its territory.
There are reported that there are several that want to go back home. How do you treat that with their claims that they were under threat back home and that's why they've claimed refugee status?
I might answer that, Senator, if I may. I think we need to be careful when we speak of voluntary returns from Manus Island, because the word voluntary in that context is a bit of a misnomer. You've got people who are detained in conditions that the UNHCR has assessed as falling short of international standards. Their detention is arbitrary, which breaches the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights.
Webb, you're not answering my question.
I'm getting to the answer, Senator. Some give up and opt to return home, but to call...
Well, that was my point. If they're returning home, how do you assess that against their claim that they left home because they're under physical or some other sort of threat?
Well, it may just be that we're forcing them to choose between where they would like to suffer their human rights violations. And some say they can no longer take the uncertainty of Manus anymore and return home. But it's a mistake, in my opinion, Senator, to call that return voluntary.
Well, I didn't call it return voluntary. I said how many are wanting to go back home.
Well, we don't know how many want to go back home. We know that some, and I think the department would have up-to-date statistics, and some have returned. The other point to note is that although some do choose to return home, and whilst no doubt not every person on Manus will have strong refugee claims, many will. And the fact that some won't be refugees...
And you're aware of...